Listening practice 6. You are Linda Fung. Your school is holding a photo competition to raise awareness of environmental damage. You are now talking to your teacher, Mr. Hall, about the entries and where to put them on a display board. Listen to the conversation and complete the layout plan below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Well, Linda, this is certainly a good collection of photographs, and I'm very impressed with the overall quality of entries.
That's good to hear, Mr. Hall. Have you decided on the winners then?
Nearly, but I must say it has not been very easy, because they are all good. Let's decide where to put the photographs on the display board first. Here's a layout plan for you, Linda.
Thank you.
I particularly like the photograph of the plastic bottles. It's a simple photograph, but it shows how bad the plastic problem is in Hong Kong.
I think it's a good photograph too. Where should we put it on the display board?
Let's put it in the middle, in the first row.
Okay. This photograph is quite dramatic. These look like two giant cigarettes, don't they? And the title, Silent Killers, is quite appropriate.
Silent Killers. Which one is that?
This one here.
Ah, yes. Let's put it at the beginning of the bottom row. I'm thinking of putting the photograph of Victoria Harbour above it. What do you think? The photograph shows how bad the air is in Hong Kong.
I think it's a good idea. I'll put the photograph of Victoria Harbour in the first row, right next to the spotlight.
Now, this black and white photograph of the vehicles on the road is quite interesting.
It's a good photograph because it shows the major cause of the air pollution in Hong Kong, which is the road traffic.
Yes, let's put it under the plastic bottles.
So, in the middle of the bottom row.
Now, I keep looking at this photograph, but I don't know why.
You mean the photograph of the girl wearing a mask?
Yes.
That's me in the photograph.
No wonder. It's you in the photograph.
Yes, my classmate took this photograph of me on a day when the air was so polluted that I had to wear a mask.
Your classmate did a great job. All right, let's put this photograph on the far right, in the first row.
Okay, in the first row, on the right. That means the photograph of the pile of rubbish goes into the space underneath it.
Yes.
Hang on, just let me put the letter A in the box here.
Good. We have finished positioning the photographs on the display board. Now we have to choose the winner of the photo contest.
I really like the photograph of Victoria Harbour. It's a good photograph. More importantly, it shows the viewers how bad our air quality is.
You're right, Linda. It's a good representation of the environmental damage in Hong Kong. I think it deserves the third prize.
Yeah, the third prize. Just let me put the letter in the correct box.
The second prize will go to this photo. It's a dramatic shot, and I love the way the photographer has captured the smoke coming out from the chimneys. It's appealing visually, and it has a great message.
Yes, I like it too. Right, so this photo wins the second prize, and the winner is...
It took me a while to decide, but I think this photo is the best of all.
I am surprised.
Your friend did a fantastic job capturing your facial expression. Your eyes tell the story, and the background is clean. Technically, it's a great photo, but more importantly, the message is clear, and everyone can relate to the photo.
Wow, that's fantastic. My friend will be so happy when he finds out that his photo has won the contest.
Thank you, Linda, for helping out today.
You're most welcome, Mr. Hall.
That is the end of Listening Practice 6. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.